total package. Is this thing really on? Yes, it is. We are back. Is this what, episode 17 that we're doing? This is 18 that we're doing. Wow. It has been a really, really good run. And I'm really excited. And excuse me if I like smell a little bit, because in honor of our guests, I was like, you know what? Let me get myself to the gym so I at least look aight. You know what I mean? I've been on a consistent little thing, and we have in the studio Miss Brave Williams.
Hey,
what's up,
thank
girl?
You. What's up, girl? Congratulations on episode 18.
Yeah,
that's a big accomplishment.
Is this 18?
Yes, it is 18.
Oh my gosh, we have to celebrate for 20.
Yeah,
we have to celebrate. Yeah. 18 episodes.
18 episodes, and you know, so I don't know if you guys follow Brave. What's your IG?
Be More Brave.
So Be More Brave,
be more
right?
Brave.
So you know, you follow somebody for a while, right? And you know, Brave always had a little fatty, you know what I mean? Nice little body. But then, like, over the last, like, 2 years, there was, like, this transformation. I mean, I was like, what is this girl doing? She looks amazing. And I remember your manager hitting me up and being like, hey, you know, I know you work with Under Armour. You know, they're one of your clients at times. Like, can, you know, get us some gear for Brave? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, definitely. That would, you know, definitely show love. And I didn't know you were on this whole little fitness kick.
Sanjay's about to have all the creepy guys in your DMs trying to see what this body looks like.
No, I mean, seriously, like, you have done an amazing job.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
So you need secrets.
Thank you. I mean, honest, the truth is, because you know I'm in music.
Yes.
I sing.
Yes. So if you're unfamiliar with who Brave Williams is, explain who you are, honey, because you are everything. I mean, you're like, you're everywhere. I'm like, well, watching Power, and I'm like, is that Brave?
Just pop up. So I sing, and I actually literally just signed my distribution deal for my, with the label.
Congratulations. We might have to pop a bottle for that one.
I appreciate it. So I'm just gearing up to release a single, but I knew before I did this album that I wanted to go back to school, and I really wanted to expand on fitness. Sports and science has always been a passion of mine, and I love helping women. Like, I've always had this love for, healing. And for me, that's what fitness does. That's what working out does. Mm-hmm. So I went back, graduated, became certified, licensed, and just completely
dug
in and have loved it. And it was literally like the last maybe like year and a half. So it's funny when you said this 2 year transformation.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, seriously. Yeah, that's about right.
All of a sudden, I'm seeing these bikini pictures. And I'm like, it's like an 8-pack. Going on there.
I don't know what the before and afters look like. Okay, I'm gonna have to look. I need to see the before.
Yeah, well,
because now she looks amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
So Brave, you know, Rich Girl. Brave was in Rich Girl, and you know the video, and you know, Brave had a boom boom.
A lot of it is genetics too.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
So like, genetically, you have a shape.
Yes.
Okay.
But it just never quite sat up. The way that it does now. And I attest that to these brave ass squats that I have me and my clients doing. But like she said, I was a Rich Girl and did some really cool stuff. It was four of us. Shout out to Seven Streeter. Mm-hmm. She was also in my group. We toured with Beyonce, did some really cool things. And then, like I said, kind of just broke away and have just been doing a lot under the sun. God is good.
So what else are you doing now, if you want to inform our audience? Because I know we saw you on Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were featuring you in an episode of what?
Of R&B Divas LA.
Okay.
So I was previously in R&B Divas LA. Shout out to the whole cast, because I love Mo, Leela, all of them. Like, they're just absolutely amazing. And we still keep in contact, which is super cool. But I actually just wrapped my first leading film, which
Yay!
I am super excited about. It was really cute. It's a romantic comedy called Love.com. And we literally just finished, like maybe 2 weeks ago, shooting that. So, you know, it's just some things coming down in the woodworks. But amongst it all, between the singing and the acting,
I love fitness.
It shows. And your sister Maria, like, I know, like, she snapped back. She just had a baby, yes. like, you know, a few, couple years ago.
Yes,
and it's like, her snapback was like,
I said, Maria, your arms are amazing. Look at your abs. And she's so humble. She said, oh, it's just from lifting the baby. I said, no.
I need my credit. Little M style. I need my credit. You better tell people how you got them arms and that snap back.
So you decide to say this. You know, we just had a guest on prior who, Elsa M, who said kind of like the same thing. She was like preparing mm-hmm. for something that she didn't know was going to lead into what she's doing now. She's the host of Midday Maryland. And she was getting ready, training. She went, I think, vegan, she said, mm-hmm. for a while. Mm. Did you take any of those steps when it came to, like, shedding, to shed your weight, or was it just strictly workout?
Well, I took the steps in just being knowledgeable, because I know that when you're training other people, they have different lifestyles. So I don't want to just be not. I don't want to ever not be acclimated in something so that I can give the correct knowledge if I'm trying to help someone that wants to go on a vegan journey. So I'm... My teachings and my learnings is extensive in different areas. Me personally, I am a chicken and fish type mm-hmm. of girl, so okay. I like to eat my meat mm-hmm. and vegetables. But my whole thing is, even when you're setting dietary goals, it's just about being realistic. Like, I tell my clients, I'm not about to have you eating lettuce and only carrots to uh-huh. shed. Half the time, they don't even need to shed. Women, we put this number on ourselves. Like, oh my gosh, I need to lose 10 pounds. And when I get to my clients, I look at them, I'm like, no, you don't. We just have to tone up what you have. I'm not a scales type of trainer. Like, okay. I like to measure your fat intake ultimately by your body fat. Okay. And that's how we work.
Okay.
For me personally, I toned. I just, mm-hmm. I paid attention to certain areas that I wanted to, I guess, accentuate, mm-hmm. so to speak.
What are you trying to accentuate?
I mean, like, because I love, to be, it's what's crazy is I love strong arms.
Okay.
I think arms on a woman, when
so
there's
sexy.
Some, yes, because then you can be in tube tops, you can be in little tank tops. Like, I love strong arms. To me, that's what, that is something that represents strength and abs. Like, I'm a stomachs girl. So if we ever train together, you will be leaving with abs and beautiful arms. And your booty will sit up.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you say that you focus more on toning than you do on losing weight. And I can tell the difference between your body and other trainers that focus more on losing the pounds. You're not skinny.
Right.
But you're very fit and
she's
in shape.
Lean. Yeah.
You're lean, obviously, but you're shapely and it's like sexy. But then there are some trainers that have muscle mass still, but they're very, very thin. And as black women, most of the time, we don't want to look like that.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's important for me because I don't want you to just be a smaller version of your fatter self, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have a lot of people that do lose weight, but they're just a smaller version of the same self.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you could be, for example, one of my clients is 119 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Which sounds amazing on paper, mm-hmm. but it's not tone. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, she bad now. But it wasn't about making her lose anymore, or it's just, I love fit and I mm-hmm. love strong. And I feel like, I don't, like I said, fitness to me, it's a healing that goes into it. So, everybody's journey is different, but I do like to not take away our assets.
Okay, so a client comes to you, and you're talking this healing portion of it.
Yes.
Is there some kind of other element, spiritual element, that you incorporate into your?
Absolutely. We pray before every workout. Okay. We pray during. Because I feel like otherwise it's an imbalance, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not crazy or anything like that. It's just that I want you to understand the type of power that you have, mm-hmm. because you can be physically fit and be spiritually out of whack, mm-hmm. and that doesn't go together. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how good you think you look or mm-hmm. how good you do look if inside emotionally you're imbalanced. So I definitely try to tackle both. And not to mention, I think knowledge is power. You know, a lot of times women, I meet so many, that's really why I started to get into it while I was singing, because I would meet so many women on the road who would tell me their testimonies and their stories about their depression and about how just they had anxiety or they were suffering from this or they were just sad. not to say the fitness is the cure-all, be-all, mm-hmm. but when you work
it's
out,
a start.
Scientifically,
yeah.
things happen inside mm-hmm. the body mm-hmm. that don't happen if you don't work out.
Mm-hmm. That and sex. That and sex.
I mean, I mean, there are good hormones that are released, the same hormones that are released during an orgasm.
Yes,
when you work out. So, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even know where I was. But, yeah. Like, now I'm thinking about other things. But ultimately, I don't know. I just feel like everybody's journey is different. Uh-huh. And as long as you take the time to want to be better, then that's available to you. Mm-hmm. I just feel like being healthy and working out is just like the best way to do it.
So you get a new client, and where do you start when you first get the client? Like, I guess they discuss their goals with you, and then what's the process into like beginning this lifestyle change?
For me personally, I start every client with a physical assessment. Like, I need to assess where you are mentally, where you are physically. The beginning pretty much would be me assessing a client, and it takes about an hour, but ultimately I just get all the information of like their body fat percentage, the BMI, their strength abilities, their goals. We kind of have this very extensive conversation so I can get an understanding of what they're trying to achieve. And then I take pictures, I leave them, and I go home and create just a very tailored plan for them, and then we just get rock and rolling.
So how often do you think someone should work out? I mean, because there's people who work out, you know, 3 times a week, and they're in there 2 hours, or they're doing
right.
all kinds of crazy stuff, and then there's no change.
Right. So, and it's so funny you say that, because some of my clients, well, before I take them on, they'll be like, you'll be so proud of me. I do work out. I'm in the gym 2 hours every day. And it's like, what are you doing for 2 hours in the gym? Everyone's journey is different, mm-hmm. right? But for me, we're in there working out because it's different. I could be outside. We could be on a basketball court. We could be at the pool. We could be at the gym. But minimal 45 minutes to the max, maybe an hour. We hit it and quit it. The way that I've developed my plan, it's just 3 days a week. If we want to do something fun, like on a Saturday, go run some hills, work out in the sand, we'll do that. But a definite 3 days for an hour at the max.
So 3 days a week for 45 to 60 minutes.
Yes.
And so when they come to work out with you, is it something different, or do they know, like, what is your system?
There's a consistency in the sense of how I'm training it with the intensity level. Everybody's different, mm-hmm. But their intense level will be the same for that first week. Then we excel the second, third. So it's like kind of different. It's different phases. But I like to switch it up. I'm not the type of person, I hate the treadmill. Like, mm-hmm. I'll be the first to say I feel like a gerbil. Mm-hmm. I'm on there. Mm-hmm. Mentally, it's mm-hmm. more just draining than physically. Mm-hmm. I can be on there for a long time. It's just boring. So I try to not do that to my clients because I know I don't like it. You do have genuine runners out there that are fine. They're like, yeah, put me on the treadmill. But I'm like, eh. No, there's just many other different ways to just keep it fun. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest thing, because I want you to come back. I want you to enjoy it so much that you become addictive to mm-hmm. to wanting to feel and be better.
So being an artist, is music a big part of your workout?
Absolutely. So I have this playlist. It's my like a brave workout. It's like uh-huh. songs solely committed for when we're working out together. And but I mix it up. Like the playlist is crazy, but it definitely does play a part. And I recommend that for anyone who wants to work out or get in the gym. Like, take the time to create a playlist that motivates you.
Yeah, you know what? Because before, when I first started working out, I used to work out with no music.
Mm-mm.
No, like no music, because I would just be focused and I would not work out with any music. But as I started getting into my whole little system and my whole little vibe, I had to, and really, you know, the intensity of my workouts started to increase. I had to get in the zone, right? Yeah. And the only way I could do that was putting together my playlist to keep me going.
Okay, well, see, for me, it's so funny. This might sound like an oxymoron, but you cannot listen to music the first 2.5 weeks that we're working out together. I don't have my clients listen to music.
Really?
I want you to listen to your heart rate. I want you to focus on how your body's feeling. I want you to listen, like, to yourself, to listen to me, listen to what your music, as much as I love how much it can push us. In these first few stages, I want you to listen to you and be aware of what's going on before we start adding on the bells and whistles.
So I have a whole like checklist of things that I have to have before I leave the house to go to the gym. And like I have like a routine. So at night I know, because for some reason I can
you
only
would
work
have
out
a with, checklist.
I do. It's like lip gloss.
She would have
I can only work out in the morning, right? So I know if I have certain days of the week that I work out in the morning. So that night I pack a gym bag and I hang it on the door. So I get up, I get dressed, I take the kids to school, and I grab that bag and I go to the gym. But in that bag has to be my headphones. It has to be my little thermos that I fill up
at
the gym.
That's what I was like. I knew it had to be her little thermos.
I do have lip gloss because I get very chapped. I have a scarf for my hair, and I have my waist trainer.
I can see this completely happening every time she has to work out.
So here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. One day I was in the gym and I was working out, and someone walks up to me and like, why do you wear this waist trainer? Like, what does it do? And my answer was, I don't know.
So that's the question I wanted to ask you. Are you a believer in these waist trainers?
No, okay. I'm not. Now, no, just flat out no.
Okay.
However, I don't mind if you want to wear a corset-like thing when you're going on the red carpet Friday night. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you're just taking it off after. But if you want a particular look for that moment, mm-hmm. sure, like whatever makes you feel. But in terms of working out, if it makes you sweat more, sure. I don't know. But the whole idea that you're physically going to change the genetics of your body by smushing your lungs and smushing your intestines, it's just, I'm not a big advocate of it.
Yeah, so it usually comes off about 10 minutes into the workout.
Right.
I was wondering, because I'm like, I used to try them. I'm like,
I never make it very far. I always start with, like, cardio. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe the first 10 to 15 minutes of my cardio, I can make it through that. The minute I'm done cardio, the thing has to come off. I can't do anything else with it on.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, like I said, maybe it might help in this sense of making you sweat more because it's just squishing you, mm-hmm. so you're just like, but for me, that would be the only...
For me, what it does is I have a hard time maintaining, like, my core being tight and keeping it, like, in.
Engaged. Like,
right, engaged. Exactly. That's what they call it. Engaging your core. So it pulls it in for me so that I can't, like, let it out. But then it becomes uncomfortable when it's out anyway. So, you know.
Right. Well, the thing is, don't get it confused just because, yeah, I mean, yes, you are snug, right? Mm-hmm. So it does feel like... But it's basically, it's doing the work for you. Whereas if you're sitting here, I see you're not about to go and like, look, let's get to the side so I can show y'all. No, but like, if even as you're sitting here, if you just contract your abs right now, okay. like it's you actually doing it without the assistance of something else, but it's working better for you, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I said, I'm okay with them if you have an event and you want to feel nice and tight in that moment. But working out with it an hour, I see some girls that wear them all the time. It's mm-hmm. just like, you know, maybe it just makes them feel better. I don't know. Hey.
So what about the other ones? Because like sometimes they have like the thigh.
Oh, you put me onto something. See,
no,
I'm so old school. I'm like.
No, because they have like.
I haven't seen the thigh
ones.
Yeah,
they'll there. Put like, you know, they'll put it on it because they're thinking that they're compressing their thigh.
Like a spank, kind of?
No, but no, not like when they're working out. So, you know, they sell them online.
I've never
these
seen
things
that.
You know, it's just like the waist trainer, but they're trying to make their thighs, you know.
Somebody out there is getting paid if people are out there purchasing.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask about all of these fads, you know. So are you, your anti-diet pills?
Absolutely anti-diet pills. Absolutely.
All diet, anything, no.
And you don't, I'm such a believer, again, God has provided everything that you need mm-hmm. to live lean and healthy and get the results that you want. Mm-hmm. All that extra man-made, added in proteins and now vitamins, okay, that's something different maybe depending on the type of vitamin. But I'm not an advocate for them at all. I've seen many people fall out and have seizures and or have to be rushed to the hospital because their heart rate is so high and it's just unnecessary mm-hmm. risk. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen a lot of that happen. Mm-hmm. And then they're so they don't want to say that, okay, I've been taking this, and then you do the research and it's like, oh, well, this particular ingredient is actually mm-hmm. off the market, so you shouldn't be taking this anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just mm-hmm. feel like it's an unnecessary risk.
So what about the Whole 30 and, you know, these
paleo and keto.
Yeah, and all of these.
I feel like if you do your due diligence and you learn about whatever particular type of diet that you want to embark upon. I don't think anyone should ever try anything without knowing what they're trying and without really consulting someone who's extremely extensed in that area.
Like a nutritionist.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A dietitian, someone, mm-hmm. an endocrinologist, like someone that can really get in and say, okay, because your blood type is different from yours and you might be deficient in something that you're not. Mm-hmm. So for you to just pick something that seemingly might work for somebody else, that the way that my body breaks down spinach is not the same way yours does. Mm-hmm. Like little things that mm-hmm. people don't think about. Mm-hmm. It's just do your homework.
Mm-hmm. So like the whole craze now is, you know, all of these fitness clubs or, you know, just the Solid Cores and the Soul Cycles. And I mean, what is your thoughts on all of those?
I mean, I feel like we can, there's 50 different ways to skin a cat. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm always promoting women to try things to see first if you even like it or not. So if getting in and cycling makes you feel at your high and it's getting you motivated, go for it. Mm-hmm. There's no wrong way to work out mm-hmm. unless you're sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, so I'm all for those types of things. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I'm switch it up. Mm-hmm. In terms of working, you just said you left from...
Yes, I'm working out for Meriden. Thank you for putting me back on track of what I was going to ask you. So when I was working out, when I first started, you know, I was skinny all my life, right? Hmm. So when I hit a certain age, it was like, you're not skinny anymore. not skinny anymore. And, you know, I went up from a size 4 to a size 6 and to a size 8, right? And that's the biggest I've been in my whole entire life. And it was kind of shocking for me. Mm-hmm. And I started working out and I was doing all, you know, I like classes. I'm mm-hmm. a person who likes classes. And now, you know, now I've learned and worked with a trainer before. So now I know certain things to, you know, how to work out. Mm-hmm. But I was doing all these classes and then I hurt my back.
Doing what?
Well, I didn't hurt working out. Oh. I mean, but I think it was just kind of a buildup from working out. And then when I was out with a client and I lifted the box the wrong way, I pulled a disc in my back and I was like out for 3 months. I couldn't work out. Right. So I had to kind of like retrain, it had to heal. And then I had to kind of learn how to work out because my back was still sensitive and still in a position where I could hurt myself again. Cause I did hurt myself. And then I went back, I sat it out for 3 months. Then I went back and then I hurt it, you know, I tweaked it again. Right. And I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Where I couldn't even bend down. To tie my shoe. So I had to go to a chiropractor, you know, and take all of these supplements to help, you know, the nerves and so forth that was mm-hmm. in pain in my body, in my back. So then when I got with my trainer, he showed me different exercises to protect my back, you know, different ways to lift, different ways to do weight control, you know, certain things where I was able, I know when I'm working out or I'm doing deadlifts or whatever, I know how I have to pick up the weight or the kettlebell, you know, instead of just picking it. He's like, you know, you have to pick it and then tuck, tuck your butt in. That will help protect your lower back. So are those things that you work with your clients? So if they come to you with any types of ailments, because some people have bad knees.
Oh, absolutely.
Some people have, you know, because I said he would have, I would be so embarrassed because when he would work out with us, he was like, he has bad knees. He can't do this exercise. She has a bad back. She can't do that exercise.
Right.
So he would like customize the workouts for each of us.
Right. No, that's so important because like mm-hmm. everybody's body is different too. Mm-hmm. We all had different experiences. One of my clients had... a shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like to put any type of pressure. So for me, I love planking. I love push. I love being able to you versus you types of mm-hmm. exercises. Mm-hmm. But for her, obviously, that has to be completely modified. But I still got to get you results. And we just can't do the things that I like for my clients to do. We're going to do modified versions or we're going to create some really dope other things for you to do. So that's so important because there's no need to work out and re-injure something or hurt yourself. Although injuries, I don't know, I'm one of those trainers, depending on how bad it is, like if you're supposed to be in a wheelchair or bedridden, obviously don't try to run up a flight of steps. Mm-hmm. But in time, things heal. And I never want anyone to use it as a crutch as to feel like why they can't.
And that's what people do. Like after, you know, some people, you can't do it.
I was a car accident in 1984 and my knees still hurt me.
I tried, I can't do it. And they don't push themselves past that ailment.
Right.
And they'll sit on the couch and be like, yeah, I tried to work out. Yeah. That didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
You know? So I always, you know, when I look for a trainer, I look at that to see if they really will change and customize.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, because sometimes you're in these boot camps and you're like, I can't do everything.
Right.
This,
and so that's my feelings on cross training or CrossFit training. Like, I'm all about trying something once at least to so I can have my own general opinion about it. So when I'm asked about it, I'm not just, you know, reciting something I read. It's like, no, I'm familiar with. I'm not a huge fan of that because of that reason. Because next to me was the 60-year-old man who was trying to deadlift the 300 pounds that the 16-year-old soccer player was deadlifting, and both of them are doing it wrong, but I'm not there to, I can't help them. I mean, I can, but it's like, you don't want to just overstep people's, but you're kind of just watching, and I'm just like, man, that's not safe. Like, both of them could, you know, hurt their back. Perhaps. So if someone's really not paying attention, that is not a good thing.
You said you had a question for us. What is that? Well,
right. So you mentioned that you were at the
Merritt downtown,
but you were doing the Zumba.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't doing it, but they do Zumba every Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, so that wasn't tonight.
No, I was just doing my weight, and I was doing the Stairmaster, which is a mother.
Okay, no, so that's what I was going to ask. Like, what is your go-to things for when you guys work out? Like,
so I have a trainer as well who's pregnant at the moment, so she's been taking it pretty easy on me, quite honestly. So I work out with her on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I try to fill in during the week with at least 2 to 3 other days. So I try to work out at least every Monday through Friday every day, but that hasn't been happening lately. And I'll, like, on the days that it's just me, I'll start off with cardio, and then from cardio, I'll either pick a leg day or arm day.
Okay.
Most of the time, I'm going to be honest, I end up doing both.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I just work my arms, they're tired, I might as well move to my legs.
Right.
I don't know, it just always happens that way. And then from there, I'll go to abs. It's like kind of my cool down, I'm tired, I want to lay on my back, like, that type of thing, and then I kind of get out of there.
So is there like a it's like it's exercise. No, I don't have a favorite move. But is there like a one particular thing that you're like?
I love squats.
Oh, you love.
Really? I love squats.
And you know what's crazy? Like, my legs
are closer,
like,
to the ground.
I am close to the ground. And my legs are like superhuman, I swear. If you look at my legs, it's like it makes no sense how my legs go with the rest of my body. They're super muscular. And literally, even my trainer's like, why? How can you still squat? And I'm like, I don't know. But my upper body strength, I'm weak. I'm like a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, if the heaviest weight I can do is 12 pounds. That's it. But legs, I can go, guys. Like, just but then I do all that squatting and I still have no butt. Where is my ass?
I'm gonna hurt you.
Brave. Can you really squat your way to a bigger butt?
Can you squat your way to a bigger butt with only squats? No.
Okay.
No.
So what else
because
do you do?
Because just squats, the main, yes, they help, but it's mainly your quads that you'll just continue to build up, you know, if you're just focused on that. Some of that, even with my client, it was a dietary. I had to put her on a very specific diet that would give me the right type of fat that I needed so that she could gain in the areas I needed while I'm sculpting.
Oh, no,
so,
we need specifics on this. Like, I need specifics.
Well, for 9.95.
Listen, I am like 5 minutes away from being like, you know what, Dr. Miami.
No, don't you dare. No, I just such a waste of money. Like, there's no need for that. Now, of course, you have to be, again, realistic with your goals, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're trying to go to Dr. Miami to look like Kim Kardashian, like, you are going to need something other than genetics. Like, you are going to need something fake. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you got to be real. Like, no, but there are ways that you can absolutely, like I said, with that particular client, I knew what I had to do in terms of her intake with fat.
So what kind of fats? Well, I mean, what are good fats that will help your butt get bigger? People want to know this, Brave. Well, I mean...
Well, see, like I said, everyone is different, right? So and she's just fresh on my brain because I just trained her. But I had to just make sure she was eating enough. So, for example, breakfast, I need you eating at least 5 egg whites. With avocado, with wheat toast, with, you know, so it's almost like when she sits down, it's looking like, who's eating all that? But she is. And I need you to do that for this many days. And then for lunch, I need you to get 2 fistfuls of salmon, 1 fistful of vegetables. But so it's like, it might sound a particular way, but mm-hmm. I need your body to be intaking a certain amount so that when I have you doing what I have you doing, I know that there's enough fat in there for us to start building.
And then how does your body know where to put the fat? Like, how is it going to your ass or your legs versus your abs?
Well, it's not necessarily that. You can't spot train anything, right? Mm-hmm. So never believe that. Someone's like, I just want to get abs, but I'm not worried about the rest of my body. It's like, no, it all works together. Mm-hmm. But it is about the type of training, okay, right? So I'm not saying that there's like a butt training that you can do, but you can incorporate very specific exercises that work the fibers around the glutes so that it all just works together. I don't know. We could be here talking for like 2 hours. Like,
yeah, because people are like, what? Ray can get me a butt.
So another thing that, let me give you a little background information on me. Mm-hmm. I have been like super weight conscious since I was 8 years old.
Eight years old? How do you even know what your weight is?
I'm always, she always says this.
Tell me, put me onto something, how this works.
So at 8, I started getting chunky. And from age 8 to about 12, I was like that fat little girl. Like, I was chunky and I was very, very self-conscious of it. But at 8, you're not working out. You're not. You're just eating what your parents feed you and right, dealing with it. And then at like 10.
Let me find your mom's feeding you chicken boxes.
She wasn't though. My mother is very weight conscious. Oh. So that's why I was very conscious of the fact that I was getting heavier, but I wasn't involved in any sports, anything like that. Okay. So needless to say, around like 12, 13, I started thinning out. And then by the time I got to high school, I was like 99 pounds, but I still thought that I was fat. Mm-hmm. So I was still on this constant, I gotta work out. And so since I've been 8 years old, I've been weight conscious. So I've tried everything you can think of, every diet. And then maybe I would say about 2 years ago, I had another baby. I have 2 boys. I had my second son and I was like, oh, you know better. Your mother tells you, like, you don't have to do all of that. You just have to simply eat the right things and work out. But you can't pig out and still think that you're going to get the results that you want. So I was saying all of that to say that sometimes, because I struggle with like my diet, I'll substitute food with a protein shake. And my mother despises that. She's like, no, God made food, eat it.
Your mama sound like me. Your mama sound like me. Because I'm like, there's no reason. I can't say there's no reason because everyone has their own process. But mm-hmm. for me, I don't like artificial protein.
So you don't believe in protein shakes?
That's not something that I don't advocate that okay. to any of my clients. I don't, artificial protein, especially in black women and black men, they promote kidney stones because your body physically, your kidneys physically can't break down. I mean, it will eventually, but it's a lot harder for it to break down this foreign protein that's man-made. Mm-hmm. That doesn't affect everybody, but mainly in our culture, it does. So it's just, again, for me, it's just an unnecessary risk. And not mm-hmm. when we have other options that are supernatural and super good. Mm-hmm.
So what should you, because my sister, you know, she's into fitness as well, and she's completely slimmed out, and she's like, you know, she could be if she went and got her, she's a nurse now. She just, congratulations, she just passed her little, she did Drexel
hey,
nurse.
Shout out to sis.
So, but... She was like, you know, Sanjay, you should drink a protein shake. Well, one of those, you know, protein, vegan protein, whatever, like after, because you need to, what would you say instead of that protein shake to eat after a workout?
Fish and vegetables. It does take a little bit more time of preparation, yes, right? But I will have it right there. Hard boiled eggs, apples and peanut butter, just something that will keep your, one, to prevent your lactic acid from building up, right? Mm-hmm. Because when that starts to build up, obviously that's when you get super stiff. Mm-hmm. So your body needs some protein so that it can latch onto that as opposed to your muscles. Mm-hmm. But there's just so many options. Lean turkey, like it'll smell like Thanksgiving when you walk in my house. They're like, oh, you're cooking? What are you cooking? It's like, no, that's my food for the week. But at least I know that I always have some protein on
standby.
So
do you a lot of meal prep?
Say it again.
Do you do a lot of meal prep?
I do. And I actually have a chef that I use for my clients who's amazing.
Who's the chef?
Chef S. Brown.
Okay.
He's on Instagram, Fly S. Brown. But everything's organic. Everything is like the right portion. The meals are different depending on who I'm, you know, prepping them for, because we sit down and we create the menu. But yeah, I mean, if you have the time, for me, meal prepping takes out all the guesswork. Mm-hmm. Like for me, with my clients, depending on how, what their goals are and how much weight we're trying to shed, I do recommend him. And he's very affordable.
I've noticed that you've mentioned lean turkey, chicken, fish. Do you not eat red meat or pork, or is that a treat type thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been huge on, like, I will have a steak maybe once a year if it's okay. Like I'm at some great restaurant that I know it's going to be like awesome, but mm-hmm. I've just never really had that taste, so to speak.
Yeah. So I don't drink alcohol, right?
Oh, good for you.
Right, good for you.
No, that's awesome. I love when people say that.
But, I mean, because I feel like it has helped with me keeping myself at a certain weight.
Yeah.
And I know my friends who do drink, they do have to kind of work out a little bit harder.
Absolutely.
Because they have to compensate for all that sugar.
Right.
So what you did say with when you were talking to one of your clients, and if they have 5 drinks a week, you know, you tell them to cut it back.
Yeah.
What are, if people who do drink, what are some low calorie alcohol drinks that they, you know, can right. drink too?
Yeah. For me, I always try to push on the the martinis, nothing that's mixed, right? So just keep it as clean as possible. What is clean? You're talking about alcohol. Gin and tonic, and put some lime in it,
Tito's
and call
and
it a
day. I mean, Tito's and yeah. And salsa.
Yeah, I was asked for sparkling water. Like, and the crazy thing is, even with drinking, it's all psychological, right? Because when you're out in social settings, constantly around social settings, you're constantly you're at events. People are drinking champagne, so you feel like you want to partake. You feel like you want to have a drink, even though you're trying to work out and be fit. A lot of the times, if you, and I've learned this even for myself, if you go to the bartender and you just ask for a sparkling water in a pretty glass and you're holding it, you still feel like you're partaking. You don't feel like you're missing out. So I always like give little tidbits for my clients to just try to kind of get them to not drink.
So Janine is correct. She does try everything. So right now she is eating, what's that, grounded up?
Oh, my collagen?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so...
Look, if you see Bray's face, her head tilted like, what in the hell is that? Go ahead.
No, okay, so basically, because I was... I just recently slowed down and had a little, like, falling off of my diet situation. But prior to that, I was working out really, really hard. So the impact on my knees was becoming very strenuous. So I found this stuff. It's called collagen, and it's ground up beef bones. It's all natural, and it's like protein. But it replaces the collagen in your body, and especially targets, like, joints. And you put it in, like, warm drinks. So you put it in coffee or tea, and you just drink it. And you don't taste anything. And it's literally all natural and all organic. And I promise y'all that every time I do it, my knee gets better. Every time.
Is this it?
That is a version of it. That's not the one that I have, but that is a version
Someone
of it.
Someone just sent that. Is so crazy.
I have it in my office. I will show you
when
we're
done. Is this like a new fad again? Because one of my clients said, she's like, Brave, I'm going to buy this. I'm like, what is this?
I don't know that it's a new fad. An older Jewish woman told me.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm sure it's been around for... I have
no clue. I was in the gym and I was working out, and she was like, we talk because we are at the gym all the time. And I said, you know, my knee really hurts. And she told me, order it on Amazon. I promise you it'll work. And I did. And I researched it because I didn't want to ingest something that was crazy.
Right.
And it's cow bones, but it's the protein purely extracted from it. And it's called collagen.
And you feel like it's a difference?
I know it does. Every time my knee flares up, you're supposed to do it every day. It's also supposed to make you look younger because it fills in like your face and all of that. But I only do it when I have a problem. And within a week, it's gone. Every single time.
So... Okay, so I would do that because sometimes I said I would get inflammation, right? Because sometimes, you know, you're working out and I have my feet and my hands, you know, sometimes get tingly, right? So I have bad feet, you know, and I don't know if that was from me running prior on concrete, you know, because I don't have any bad knees or anything like that. But I know that my feet will get tender. Mm-hmm. And my trainer at that time, he's like, you know, you have to retrain your feet. You know, you have to do these exercises, and he would give me different exercises, and he would also tell me to get on the pipe. Right?
Yeah. I know what she's talking about.
To roll on.
She's not talking about crack, people. Girl, get on that pipe.
Yeah, no. You know, I would get on the foam, not, it's more than a foam roller, but it's the plastic pipe that you, I would stand on that would
roll into the on my foot.
The arch. Right? Yeah. And, on my arch. And that really would help because, you know, if I would wear heels, sometimes my feet would get be tender and so forth. And then also I was taking sulfur crystals. Right? And sulfur crystals, because sulfur is something that we eat and it's really help with inflammation in your body. So I would take that after my workouts, and that would definitely help cease the inflammation within. And there's all of these little things that
I, you know. How do you take this? You eat it, you drink it?
You dissolve it. You just put it in some water, let it sit for a while, and then, you know, you consume it.
So if you're having issues, or if that's a thing in terms of inflammation, have you ever tried turmeric?
I've done it all. You know, I mean,
what is turmeric?
Turmeric is a spice.
A root,
It's kind of, it is a root.
And then broken down into a spice.
Right. Did you see a difference with that? Did that help?
Not as quickly as the sulfur did.
Okay.
The sulfur crystals did. And then I said, you know, my family suffers from like carpal tunnel, you know, and arthritis.
Okay.
So I would definitely order like different oils that I would just put on my wrist.
I've recently heard one of the actors that was... the lead actor in the movie I just did, Tobias, he was talking about every time he would come to set, like this smell would just come behind him. And it was like, what is that?
Yes.
And so he was trying to teach us about the oils and how there's a particular way that you have to put them on. And because of the energy that they have and I was just like, what? Like
the essential oils.
So you use that and you see a...
But I wouldn't be using it out in public, but I... Because it does have a strong smell.
Oh, you mean so when you put it on, you just sit at home?
Yeah,
you don't
sit at home. Yeah, I usually just put like a dab on my wrist.
Okay.
And just sit at home. Okay. And I'll definitely see a difference. Because, you know, also they say soaking in Epsom salt and all those kinds of things also help with inflammation and toxins within your body. So do you believe in the apple cider vinegar?
I do. Okay. I'm kind of an advocate of that. It's so funny because I just had a conversation with one of my clients who's breastfeeding, and she's like, I don't want to change the taste of my milk. What do you think? Should I do it? But for me, it's what I've seen, and not for an extensive period of time, but if it's consistent enough for 14 days, like I notice the difference even around my monthly, like there's no cramping, but when I don't do it, I can tell the difference.
So if you're unfamiliar, what we're talking about, putting apple cider vinegar in some water.
Right. Mixing it up.
Making sure that you dilute it because it would be...
For your enamel.
It's at the enamel of your teeth. So you have to make sure that you, mix a good amount of, I guess like a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar.
I would normally tell them put 2 tablespoons.
In an 8 ounce water. And drink that every morning.
It's just the apple cider vinegar and water?
Yeah. And that will help with bloating.
Right.
And it would also help cleanse you out.
It suppresses your appetite.
Yeah. So not the cayenne pepper and the lemon.
I do that as well.
That's the master cleanse.
I'll do that regularly. I'll do that with it. So what I would do with mine is I'll put the apple cider vinegar with it, 8 ounce of water. I would put squeeze some organic lemon in there.
Okay.
And I'll put either turmeric or some cayenne pepper.
Okay. Go ahead, girl. It's your healthy self.
And that will just, I see it leaning me out and the bloating and I know there's a difference. And then when I'm sick, on the sick side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it also helps with cleaning the mucus out in your body.
Right.
And when you're on the sick side, I would do it with hot water.
Make a tea
version of it with turmeric, because I know that will help break down the mucus within your body and the phlegm and all that stuff you have.
And this is 8 ounces as well?
It's just in a cup, like a tea cup. Yeah. It's a little shot.
Whenever I do it, I notice, like, for me, because I have acne prone skin, it's plus because I'm constantly sweating, and it's like sometimes I forget to wash my face. Whenever I do that, it's like skin is impeccable. Like, but it's something, again, it's like you have to be consistent.
Right. Yeah.
Can't do it once and be like, I didn't see anything.
And right. Even when I tell I remember my ex boyfriend, I was like, you're sick, make sure you drink this. And what's that? The smell is really pungent. And he drank it and he was like, whoa, he did it for like 4 days and he saw an instant difference. And I was like, see, you're a believer. You're
right.
a believer.
Right, right. I told you.
I converted you. Right. Yeah, you know, so.
Right.
But it does, I see it, it does make a difference. Yeah. I just want to know, because, you know, sometimes we have all these fads and these things to do.
Yeah.
But what do you, in your opinion, your professional opinion about some of these things?
Yeah. Know? I mean, then again, that's been something that's been like around for decades, like years. So I remember when I was even younger, I remember hearing my mother talk about it. And I was like, what is ACV? Like, but I do. It has a lot of health benefits to it.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you get the, you know, I think the brags and making sure you have the mother. So the apple cider vinegar has this thing called the mother, and it looks disgusting. Right,
right. It's like, what is that?
Is that floating inside
that's
the apple?
That's the stuff at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
But that's what you need. That's the
fermentation,
you
know, the,
yeah,
of
the fermentation
apple.
That really makes a difference with what, you know, what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah. So try it. If you're out there and you're listening, definitely go get some AC. Look, we should get a commercial with them. Look.
I know.
But no, really, have the Trader Joe's at Whole Foods. But just try it. Try it for at least 10 days consistently. If you can go longer, that's awesome.
So what is your everyday like for you? Your fitness? What do you eat? How does your day start? What is Brave's day? Healthy day? Fitness day?
Honestly, wake up, egg whites, avocado. Like because I've jumped in it and I loved it. It also taught me how to cook. Mm-hmm. I could not cook 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was like, "What? Who's cooking? Aren't we going to dinner?" But I noticed, like, I do like to eat well. I like to eat good. I love to eat out.
Yeah.
But that it's like no, like learn to do those same menus and that type of cooking at home. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, my friends always like, oh, you're such a bougie eater, because my breakfast.
You too.
So bougie. But it's like, but yeah. I love having people over and then cooking breakfast. Yeah. But a normal day would be an egg white omelet, spinach, whatever vegetables I have, I can chop up, put in there. And then I probably won't eat anything. I might have an apple in between that and lunch. Lunch, if I can find a salad, salmon, dinner. Lunch, I've been eating a lot of sweet potatoes lately. I don't know why. And dinner is kind of the same thing. A lot of times I repeat the same. I'm kind of a creature of habit.
Really? So you don't get bored? Like,
well, no, because if I do, well, I don't get bored because, again, like I said, I'm the type that I'm looking through cookbooks trying to figure out how can I make eggplant parmesan, or how can I, you know, roast, or what's a different way I can cook Brussels sprouts. I just learned about roasting in the last 2 years. Like, you can roast vegetables in your oven? Like, I had no idea.
I didn't either.
Right. So
I started roasting broccoli and was like, whoa.
This tastes amazing. Right. I was like, I can make kale chips. So I was like everything just became like super fun. So, and then it also forces me to get out of my comfort zone in terms of where I eat. So now I will try a vegetarian restaurant, and now I will try, you know, like the Turkish place, even here in Baltimore, mm-hmm. Kasbar, a jazz bar, like their freaking salmon and salad that they, it's the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. Yeah. I was like, yo.
There's some really great options. And I said, I've been doing this for a while. I had given up meat completely.
Oh, so you
for
don't
8 years.
Really?
For 8 years, I'm a backslider. So I, you know, now I'm on my fish and, back on my fish and, you know, pescatarian.
Yeah.
Diet. But, it, you know, back then it wasn't 3 years ago. We didn't have as many options
as we do
now. But it is like there's great restaurants like Veg in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, if you're able to get a, because I mean, they're so booked, you can't even get a reservation.
It's called
there.
Veg.
It's called Veg. So amazing.
Okay.
It's really, really good. I mean, you would think you're eating. Plant-based food, but you would think some of the stuff tastes like meat.
Right.
You know, it tastes like bacon. You know, the way they cook that certain mushroom.
Right.
It'll taste like
a portobello mushroom. Yeah. You close your eyes, you don't even know it's a portobello mushroom.
You know, and it depends on the way it's prepared.
Right.
It's really, really good. And Philadelphia has a lot of vegan options.
Right.
DC has a lot of vegan options. You know, Veg City, they just opened up in DC. I was put onto it in Philadelphia. But you have to be careful because there are a lot of soy products. And you have to be careful as African American women consuming a certain amount of soy products.
Right.
Yeah. And I am searching for this. There's this almond milk yogurt by Kite Hill. When I tell you today, I was like, okay, I saw it. I first bought it downtown. I had just picked up 3 different yogurts. I do like a little parfait every morning, you know, every other morning. And I was like, you know what? Let me try this out. They had out the little sign, try me, you know, how Whole Foods, how they'll try me.
Right.
So I bought it and I bought 2 other brands. When I tell you, I ate that and I was like, what is this?
It was
this
that good?
This is amazing. This is so good. So I went back downtown to try to find it. Sold out. Sold out, right? So I'm like, okay, sold out. All right, well, let me go to Falls Road. So I drove to Falls Road, sold out. So I pulled up the dude like, excuse me, sir. What is going on? Why is this sold out? And he's like, the manufacturer can't keep up with the demand.
Oh my goodness. What is it called?
It's called Kite Hill.
And it's almond milk yogurt.
It's almond milk yogurt. When I, it is so where her, he and I are having a conversation about this. I'm like, what do you mean the manufacturer can't? He's like, yeah, they can't. He's like, it's sold out everywhere. I was like, even if I go to DC, I'm not going to be able to find it. He's like, it's everywhere. Like, they, I doubt they have it. And I'm like, you sure? You know, Baltimore sometimes be getting the short end of the stick, right? And he's like, no, you're not going to be able to find it. So then, as we're talking, this lady walks up and she's like, it's sold out. Right?
I'm like, yes.
And I'm like, yes. And she's just like, it's always sold out. And, you know, they just can't keep up. They just didn't think it was going to be such a hit. But you have to be careful. You know, you need to, because they're different flavors. And sometimes, depending on the fruit, the sugar is a little higher. So you have to look at the back to make sure you get, you know, the one with the lowest sugar. But it's delicious.
Fruit frustrates me because it's one of the things in life that I feel like I could actually enjoy because I'm a snacker, right? And my weakness is not fried chicken. It's not pizza. My weakness is cookies, cakes, pies, right? So fruit would be helpful, but it's just as bad sometimes. So it's this new raw bar in my neighborhood, and they have these acai bowls. Freaking good. And I thought about it.
Wait a minute. Where's that?
It's in Foundry Row.
Okay.
By Wegmans. And it's black owned.
Oh, great.
And their juices are really good, but the acai bowl is amazing.
Okay.
But it's got to be full of sugar. I know it's no way anything tastes that good
without a whole bunch of sugar.
Well, I don't think. I think it's natural sugar.
It's natural sugar.
I think it's all the fruit in the name. So it's like a smoothie at the bottom. And they do like strawberry, banana, a few other things. But you know, bananas in general are high in calorie and sugar. And then on top of it, they put like coconut chips and then like 4 different fruits, some berries, and then like.
Well, that's kind of what Honey Glow does as well.
Yeah, it's very similar to the thing that you had.
Yeah.
And I feel so guilty eating it, but then at the same time, it's like, but this could be so healthy.
Well, see, even with things like that, right? So again, it's just making small modifications in your life to just stay healthy. So even with a bowl like that, just eat half. And I get it, it might be a smoothie if you can put it in a fridge or if you're around, if you're close to home and just run it back in, put it in the freezer. But you don't need to eat the entire bowl size in one sitting.
Okay.
Because that's actually what I did.
Oh, good.
Well, because we're thinking of the same, because I've had them as well, and they're great, but they're hefty, and that's a lot of food, even though it's just a smoothie with, like, berries, and no, it's like, right, it's a huge portion for one sitting, so just cut it in half.
So how do people get in contact with you if they want to, you know, retain your services as their trainer?
And what are your prices?
So pricing, again, all that stuff, it varies because each client requires different needs.
Okay.
But bravewilliamsfitnessclub@gmail.com or you can always hit me on my IG @bemorebrave. But mainly just hitting up bravewilliamsfitnessclub@gmail.com and just send me an email, just kind of, you know, introduce yourself. Let me know what it is that you're looking for, and then my team will take it from there.
And your IG again, so they can see how amazing your body is.
It's so sweet. She's not getting paid to say that, I promise.
Because I'm like, goals, you know what I mean? Goals.
@BeMoreBrave, @BMOREBRAVE. Yes, please follow me. So also you can keep up with the movie, love.com, that's coming out, and my single, You Tried It, that's coming out, and all your fitness needs.
Yay. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you. I mean, we are on our fitness, right, Jean? Give me a fist bump.
Wow. I started over.
You started over?
Yeah. Mm. As long as you're starting, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation, so you're going to see a little bit of, you know, my little vacation pictures, something that I've done, something, a little bit, my squats.
I love it.
Thank you, guys. Well, check us out. Make sure you subscribe to us at tpthemag.com, Podomatic, iTunes. Make you subscribe to us. We need to know who our subscribers are, who our listeners are. We have some really great things coming up, so make sure you do that. And of course, follow us at tpthemag, and then check us out, tpthemag.com.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Turning your phone face down in the crib right now. You tried it. Tried talking to my best friend. She screenshot it. Oh, you tried it. Swiping your homeboy card in the club. Oh, you tried it. Try to school me up in your baby mama car. You tried it. You all in the way, riding my wave, yeah. Get out of my face, today not your day, nah. Think you gonna find something better than me? Go find her. Ooh, and I hope that she co-sign ya. Your name, we sitting at the game. Why you turn your face looking the other way? Trying to wipe me up, but I don't know where you stay. I'm starting to feel like this was a mistake. Bruh, you all in the way, riding my wave, yeah. Bruh, get out of my face, today not your day, nah. And you gonna find something better than me? Go find her. Try my heart, oh, oh, oh.